Rock critic Ken Tucker has been listening to a lot of new albums that don't quite stand up as collections of songs. But he says the singles from some of these albums are worth paying attention to. Here's his roundup of a trio of new songs. Ooh.
I've finally found a way to enjoy American Idol and its spawn just a little bit when one of its rejects puts out a good single. It almost goes without saying that former contestants ranging from Carrie Underwood to the human puppy dog David Archuleta can't sustain their modest talents over the course of an entire album. But with the help of super slick production and a small army of songwriters, sometimes a bit of fragile pleasure can be brought to birth. To frame this argument in the past, think of the entirely manufactured Archies and their great 1969 single, Sugar Sugar. On his new single, David Archuleta continues to sing in a chalky tenor. You can almost see him squinching his eyes to keep from tearing up over the unrequited love in a song called Crush. Do you catch your breath when I look at you? Are you holding back? Over the past decade, the economy of the music industry has shifted to an emphasis on hit singles. People fill up their iPods with them, and a big segment of the audience consumes music differently. A song heard on a TV show or in a commercial is as effective a showcase as seeing someone perform on a talk show or on a cable music channel. One result is that, like so much of the rest of the economy, stars have less job security. Instead of crafting an album with a dozen songs designed to yield a succession of hits, pop and hip-hop albums are more often assembled like country albums have been for years. A few hopefully huge hits surrounded by filler. That's the case with the new album by Pink, a singer and songwriter I like quite a bit. Her album Funhouse is pretty uneven, but her single, So What, packs a wallop. Pink's hoarse rock voice is perfectly suited to that song's defiance, in which the narrator talks about leaving a bad marriage and feeling up for a fight. It bursts at the chorus. She bellows, "I'm a rock star, I got my rock moves, and I don't need you." She doesn't really mean you. You, she does need, to download her song and make it your ringtone. Another pop diva, Beyoncé Knowles, has a new release. It's a double album called I Am Sasha Fierce. It's built around the idea that the singer, actress, dancer has a wild gal alter ego. This isn't anything new. Hello, David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust? But if it frees her up to occasionally abandon the extravagant ballads for a thumping, vehement bolt of energy like this, well, hello, Sasha Fierce.
Can't be mad at
That song, called Single Ladies, with the parenthetical subtitle Put a Ring on It, is an immediate must-add for my best singles of the year list. The grinningly sneery chorus, If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it, is a perfect pop touch, updating the now old dating advice book, The Rules, and making that recent Sex and the City movie instantly disposable. Of course, disposable is the word know-nothings use to dismiss far too much pleasurable pop music like Beyoncé or Pink's songs. It's a new music world where the ephemeral takes on fresh urgency. We may not hold singles in our hands and ponder them for hours the way we did with vinyl album covers, but that doesn't mean their rewards can't be as satisfying.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed new singles by David Archuleta, Pink, and Beyoncé. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Monique Nazareth, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Joan Tui-Westman, Sam Brigger, Jonathan Menjivar, John Myers, and John Sheehan. I'm Terry Gross.